This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering & Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
A hard ground ball to Munn on its second. He's got it. Little 5-foot flip to Cordonier, and it's over. The Rushi Raiders celebrate on the mound. 10-4. Rushi defeats Van Wert Lakenview. Repeating the 1971 title, the Raiders get it done here in 2022. 10-4. Lakenview was down 3-2 entering the bottom of the sixth. Rushi hit him with a 7. Lakenview scored 2 in the top of the seventh. And the final score winds up 10-4. Rushi wins it convincingly, executing at the plate were the Raiders all day long, hitting Landon Price pitches where they were thrown, pulling the inside pitches, taking those on the outside half to center and right, and it was a clinic at the plate by Rushi batters all day. Hayden Quinter had 3 hits, Braylon Cordonier had 3 hits, and Aiden Chappie had 3 hits. Xavier Flippo, command performance, his curveball kept Lakenview off balance the entire game.
ScoresBroadcast.com delivers the big games and the big hits.
Pitch to Cordonier, look out. He strokes one to deep right center. Way back. It is landing on the warning track. It's going to be a triple for Braylon Cordonier. Here come two more Raiders. And Cordonier makes the wide turn at third. Thought about the inside the park homer for an instant, but hangs on. Raiders are up 9-2.
Down to its last swing. ScoresBroadcast.com brings home the thrilling victories.
And now here is Xavier Flippo, the pitcher for the Raiders, a chance to walk it off for himself. He has been brilliant on the mound through 8, a dazzling 4-hitter. Runner at second, Borchers. Flippo, feet spread apart, swings. It's a looping liner, right center field. This might do it. It's in for a hit. Borchers turns third. Here he comes. Here he comes. Raiders win. Raiders win. Rushi won. St. Henry nothing. Xavier Flippo, the hero, the man of the hour. Flippo for Rushi. Sparkling 4-hit shutout through 8, and the game-winning walk-off humpback line single over the second baseman's head into right center field. Xavier Flippo wins his own game. Schmidtmeyer has been a bulldog on the mound for Minster all day. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 3-2 on the batter Munter of Delta St. John's. Top of the 7th inning. Minster up a run. Schmidtmeyer in the stretch. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball. Got him.
Woo! ScoresBroadcast.com attracted more than 9,000 listeners for state championship baseball contests in 2022 and 2018.
Here's a slow curveball. Bounced to Radiman at the mound. He deals to Rosengarten for 1. To Middendorf for 2. It's over. The Redskins take the state title. A double play to close it out. Pitcher, Ratterman. Shortstop, Rosengarten. First baseman, Middendorf. It's in the books. Third state title for the Redskins, who pile on top of each other to the right of the pitching mound here at Huntington Park in Columbus. Celebration ensues. The Redskins, in marvelous comeback fashion, beat Hicksville 8-4 after trailing 4-0 entering the bottom of the fifth.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good afternoon to all of you. Speaking to you from Cedarville University, I'm Jack Kramer, along with Brandon Coverman. It's the Division 7 Regional Championship in high school baseball, the Southwest Region title game. First pitch coming up at 2 o'clock, Rushi versus Cedarville. Rushi Raiders 17-11 on the year, Cedarville 17-6. Both teams winning yesterday, sealing their contests with outbursts in the sixth inning as Rushi played at 7 to pull away and down its opponent, top-ranked Sycamore Mohawk, 9-0. Meanwhile, Cedarville was a 7-1 winner over Fayetteville Perry with a 3 spot in the sixth. The Rushi Raiders got it done every which way possible, parlaying 6 hits, 5 walks, 3 hit batsmen, 3 sacrifices into the victory. Braylon Cordonia was absolutely amazing on the mound. He struck out 13. He pitched a two-hitter. And Brandon, I don't know what more you can say about Rushi's victory yesterday. Best ball game of the season for the Raiders.
Yeah, and we talked about it yesterday. This is the time you want to be playing your best ball, especially this tournament time. And this is the time where, like Coach Kevin Flippo had discussed and Braylon Cordonia discussed with you when you interviewed him yesterday, that they're healthy. And now that they're healthy, they can play that complete team ball. The warm weather helps out. It's kind of been a colder spring in terms of baseball weather. And it was a great all-around effort. They didn't have an error in the field. They played clean through runner out on the base pass and got the timely hits, got the bunts down when they needed to at times, and that culminated in that 9-0 victory that happened yesterday. So again, you know, it's regionals now, regional finals, playing Cedarville. You hope to, you know, have one or more of those here today and two more next week in Akron.
Cooper Unverfirth, 2 hits yesterday for Rushi. Vince Borchers had a hit, Zeb Borchers a hit. Benjamin York, a base knock. Big two-run single by freshman second baseman Quinn Hoying. That came in that sixth inning. Rushi triumphant by a final score of 9-0. Cedarville, very good yesterday as well. 15 of 17 wins for Cedarville. 9 straight triumphs for the Indians. For sure, playing their best ball of the year, that's for certain, under first-year head coach Trevor Creighton. Hits yesterday for Cedarville, only 6. Zach Creighton, the starting pitcher, who went 6 through well, had a couple base hits. Wyatt Percival had a single, 2 hits from Cooper Hardy, who bats 7th in the order. Cleanup batter Jake Lide had a double as Cedarville took advantage of 9 walks, and only 3 players struck out through the first 5 innings. Taking a look at today's starting pitchers, for Rushi, junior left-hander Maddox Kubo missed 2/3 of the year. Knee sprain, is coming back through well against Springfield Catholic in a district semifinal last week. He was strong in that game, struck out 8, as I recall. 2 walks, no earned runs. Duplicate that today, and Rushi wins.
Yeah, with Maddox, you're going to see a little different than Braylon. He's going to throw from the left side here today. A little more movement, not as much velocity from Maddox. So expect a little more of that off-speed, that change-up action from Maddox Kubo. You know, maybe that ball's going to run a little differently on a right-handed batter than what we would have saw from Braylon Cordonia yesterday. But I mentioned this in the post-game yesterday. This is the biggest game Maddox Kubo's pitched in ever. You know, Braylon Cardagna has done this time and time again. It's routine for him as anyone in high school baseball has ever been. Maddux, this is the biggest game he's ever pitched in by far. A regional final, a chance to punch your ticket to the state, because you got to be able to do this again if you want to truly get to your goal, which is win a state title. You would think that if the Raiders would win today, they'd throw Cardagna in the semis and Gubo in the finals, if things go all the way you plan, if you're Coach Kevin Flippo. But you have to be able to come out, get ahead of batters, and avoid the mistakes.
A sophomore right-hander, Xavier Pauling, who blanked Fort Loramie last Thursday, is on the bump today for Cedarville. He threw just 84 pitches, four hit Fort Loramie. It was a complete game. As I mentioned, he's a soft 6-3 record on the year. A great strikeout to walk ratio, Brandon. It's better than 3-1. You can't beat that for sure.
Yeah.
And Cedarville, like Rushi, finished third in league play. Baseball is a strange game. It's not about how you play in March or April or even early May. It's how you're performing in late May and June. And right now, clearly, best baseball of this season being performed on the diamond by both Rushi and Cedarville.
Yeah, absolutely. And Pauling, I mean, you think he's someone like him, he blanks Fort Loramie. You know he's legit, because Loramie is always an offensive powerhouse, a very good offensive team. I'm sure, like I said last night in the postgame, I'm sure Jeff Sanders probably gave Coach Kevin Flippo a nice scouting report. Loramie had their opportunities in that game, but Loramie just didn't execute and get the timely hit before losing 2-0 to Cedarville. So we'll see. It'll be a great matchup here today. Two younger guys here who are pitching in the biggest game of their life. Sometimes it's nerve. We saw that with Caden Bish yesterday of Sycamore Mohawk. The nerves got him at times. It resulted in things like a little thing like a pass ball that got a runner from second to third in scoring position. That makes things easier for you as a hitter. Those things show up more in these regional games than they do just a regular season game on a Tuesday night.
I picked out a common opponent for the two clubs. I can't read a thing into it whatsoever. Rushi clobbered Botkins twice in SCAL action in the season. And in tournament play, in game one for Cedarville, the Indians beat Botkins by a final score of 5-2. Take all of that for what it's worth. We media folks like to talk about it. It's good on-air fodder. Doesn't mean one daggone thing here for this regional championship game today. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze and Rushi offers that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Using the highest quality building components for these two teams today, a key building component, pitching, limit the walks, limit the free 90s, so to speak. Play good defense, make all the routine plays, pitch to contact. Which team will suffer regional championship jitters early on? That could give the other team an advantage in the first few innings. Who knows? Those are key building components for today's game between Rushi and Cedarville. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, but also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. Francis Schulze in Rushi, so well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. It is overcast. There is a strong breeze again today, blowing from the southwest to the northeast, right to left here at Cedarville University. Cloudy skies, a chance of a sprinkle or two before game time. I think we've had it. A little thunder shower passed well to the south of us, more towards Xenia. Not expecting any weather until after this game concludes. I think it was a very wise decision moving this contest up from 5 o'clock to 2 o'clock to avoid the possibility of late-day thunderstorms. Rushi is the visiting team. Raiders are located in the third base dugout. Great crowd filing in, a lot of blue and gold, red and black and white from Cedarville as well. To view this game, it's a regional championship. The winner advances on to Akron next Thursday at 4 to meet the Northwest Regional champ, either Minster or Montpelier. Both won one-run games yesterday in regional semis. We'll return with more from here at Cedarville U in just a few minutes. Jack Kramer, Brandon Coverman, Rushi, Cedarville upcoming. First pitch at 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Hello and welcome right back here to Cedarville. I'm Jack Kramer with Brandon Coverman. We're about 10-11 minutes away from our first pitch. Again, gray skies overhead, chance of rain very small. Until late today, we should be able to get this game in, knock on wood. There are some somewhat threatening skies well off to the south. But again, if future cast is anything close to correct, we're fine till 6 or 7 o'clock this evening. Shelby County Veterans Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, provides many services to vets and their eligible family members. These services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, the on-site food pantry, to name several. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call our office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. For more info, visit our website, Shelby County Veterans, that's veteransplural.org. Or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. Thanks so much to Osgood Bank. You've heard from Osgood already here today. A new location in Rushi, as well as Fort Loramie, Chickasaw, Osgood, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Let's run down our starting lineups for today's game. For visiting Rushi, which will hit first, Braylon Cordonier leads it off. senior shortstop, batting second. Vince Borcher, senior center fielder, hitting third. Zeb Schultze, third baseman, a senior. Cleanup, Cooper Underforth, catcher, a junior. Micah Griesup then hits, senior left fielder. The DH is senior Zeb Borcher's batting sixth. Benjamin York hits seventh. He is the senior right fielder. Hitting eighth in the order, Parker Lloyd, first baseman, freshman. Ninth, Quinn Hoing, second baseman, a freshman. The pitcher, Maddox Gubo, junior. And hitting for him is the DH, as we noted, is Zeb Borchers. First, Cedarville, Tavin Baldwin leads off at third base. He's a freshman. Batting second, yesterday's pitcher, today's shortstop, sophomore, Zach Creedon. Third, starting pitcher today, sophomore, Xavier Pauling, who whipped Fort Loramie last Thursday in a district championship. Pauling threw a complete game, 2-0 shutout. Pauling on the bump today, a sophomore right-hander. Batting fourth, first baseman, senior, Jake Lide. Fifth, freshman, second baseman, Wyatt Percival. Sixth, left fielder, senior, Tristan Burkheiser. Seventh, center fielder, sophomore, Cooper Hardy. Eighth, catcher, sophomore, Micah Burr. And hitting ninth is the DH, junior, Wyatt Jolliffe. And he bats for freshman right fielder, Eli Deagle. Starting lineups for both the Rushi Raiders and the Cedarville Indians. We've got the first pitch just around the corner. It's coming up on scoresbroadcast.com.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, three-fourths of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Meyer's has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sandcasting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Well, here we go. Very first pitch of the game, delivered by Xavier Pauling to Braylon Cardonier, is popped in the air very high alongside third. There's a good 80, 90 feet of foul territory between the third base bag and the end of the dugout. And the third baseman ranging over Baldwin for Cedarville makes the play in virtually every other high school facility. That would have been a foul ball out of play. Here it is an out. Cardonier popping out in foul ground to third to start this game.
It's kind of surprised to see him attack that first pitch fastball. He's a very patient hitter in generally, and I was surprised to see him attack that there, and he popped out. He's still hitless this regional. He's 0 for 3 with a pair of walks.
Here is Vince Borcher stepping in. He's got a 1-1 count, one down for Rushi. First inning, regional championship game at Cedarville. Spritzing a little bit in the air right now. According to the radar, this will pass quickly. Here's Borchers tapping the ball to short. Creedon charges to his right, picks it up, throws on the run. Yes, he got the out at first base. Well done, Zach Creedon, shortstop for Cedarville. Charged, angled toward his third baseman, and stabbed it and threw a BB to his first sacker, Jake Lyde. Two out for Rushi here in the top of the first. And now Zeb Schultze. Schultze swings from the right side. 326 batting average on the year. Borchers, previous hitter, was just under 300. Cardonier opened the game better than 450. First pitch is a ball to Schultze from Xavier Pauling, who gets a two-seamer in on the fist. And Schultze bounces it foul to Kevin Flippo, coach at third.
Saying with this spritzing rain, you'll see Pauling's going to mix out that baseball. I'm sure they're supplied with a lot of baseballs. Typically in a high school baseball game, you get three or four baseballs. I'm sure here at the regional, you get quite a bit, and you're going to be intermixing baseballs in and out here today, and that needs to happen for both Pauling and Maddox Scubo.
It's a ball and a strike on Schultze. Two down, Rushi, top of the first. Pauling fires. Schultze spoils it as he fists that one out of play to the right. What a beautiful facility here at Cedarville. It is excellent. So many thanks to Abby Butel and her athletic staff. They have rolled out the red carpet for scoresbroadcast.com. There's a pitch low and away. Ball two, strike two. Two and two on Schultze. Outfield is fairly deep. Third baseman Baldwin, even with the bag. Here is the 2-2 offering. It missed a bit low, and the pitcher, Pauling, started to walk off the mound toward the dugout. Pitch was down below the knees, might have been over the plate, but beneath the strike zone, the count full, 3-2. Pitch by Pauling to Schultze, grounded sharply to second. It's a worm burner, a grass cutter. Second baseman in, Fields. Good play by the second sacker for Cedarville. It is Wyatt Percival who gobbled it up, threw it to first, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Cedarville starter Xavier Pauling. We go to the bottom of the first, no score. Cedarville is coming to bat here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers.
Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883 and ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It is the bottom of the first inning here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Cedarville comes calling. 1-2-3 in the order. Tavin Baldwin opens it up against Maddox Gubo of Rushi, who darts a couple pitches in there and is up in the count, nothing and two on Baldwin, who hits from the right side. There's a big breaking curveball, grounded to shortstop. Here's a fine play out at short by Braylon Cordonier. He shoots a throw over to Parker Lloyd at first, out number one. Baldwin grounding to short. Baldwin had stepped in at 379 on the year. Freshman third baseman for the Cedarville Indians. Here is Zach Creedon. Creedon, the pitcher yesterday, plays short today. On base percentage of better than 50%, .415 batting average. Like Baldwin, he gets on base at the .500 rate. Creedon, couple base knocks yesterday. Down in the count, nothing and one to Gubo. Big bending curve up and in, a ball, a strike, one and one.
Obviously, being left-handed, that curveball is going to break a little differently than what you'd see from a right-hander. And Gubo getting ahead here early.
So here's a two-seamer right down the middle, rammed to center, hit hard by Creedon, but in his tracks, Vince Borchers makes the play. Fortunately for Rushi, that was not gapped. It was straight away to center to Borchers, and it goes down as a routine out. The ball was hit very solidly.
You're going to see more pitch to contact today, Jack, than the amount of strikeouts we saw in yesterday's contest.
Here is Xavier Pauling stepping in now for the Indians. There's a high fastball from Gubo, ball one. Pauling, today's pitcher. He steps back into the box after leaving it. Looks at ball two, same place, upstairs, 2-0. Gubo with two fastballs in a row to him. An occasional splash of moisture on our window here in front of our seats in the press box at Cedarville. There's a strike, two balls a strike, 2-1 on Pauling. Outfield pretty much straight away. Schulze even with the bag at third. Oh, Gubo with pop on a fastball. Pauling chased it, went up after it, came up empty. Ball two, strike two.
It was a nice pitch because he threw that last one right at the knees and next one back at the letters. Really deceiving on that fastball.
Here's Gubo with a two-seamer on the outside corner, and it's spoiled. Foul ball to the screen off the bat of Pauling. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Cedarville, bottom of the first, no score. Gubo's slider or fastball Might have been a cutter. Yes, it's on the outside corner. Oh, boy, is he sharp. Good pitch, Gubo, to end the first inning for Cedarville, which, like Rushi, goes down 1-2-3. We go to the second. No score in this game. Rushi zip, Cedarville zip on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car. Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Here we go, top of the second inning at Cedarville. No score, each team down in order. Both pitchers, Pauling and Gubo, sharp in their initial dozen pitches or so to start this game. One strikeout recorded by Gubo of Rushi, fanning Pauling, the Cedarville pitcher, to finish off the bottom of the first inning. Cleanup batter, Cooper Unverfirth, 364 on the year, fouls away the first pitch to the right. No balls, a strike, nothing and one on Cooper. Outfield plays him toward the corners, left fielder near the line, right fielder near the line. Here's Pauling throwing. Oh, he got in on the fist of Unverfirth. A trickler to short. Creedon charging. He fumbles, muffs it, can't hang on. It's a boot by the shortstop. Error, Creedon of Cedarville, and Unverfirth is aboard. He did not hit it well. It was in on the handle. He knuckled that ball to the shortstop, Creedon, who made a long gallop in, and he bobbled it, juggled it a couple times. Safe on the air at first base is Unverfirth. Squaring to bunt, Mike Agresip. It is rolling. It's out in front of the plate. It's got some backspin on it, and it goes foul.
And it's that wet grass, Jack, that probably did play a factor there. Creedon fielded that clean. And now Agresip comes up again. Remember, he was 0-for-0 yesterday. A couple sacks, a walk. And if you're listening to the broadcast, you might hear a little bit of a ticking noise. We'll try to take care of that here in between innings. But we'll pay attention to that when we get a chance.
Well, we've done all we can do about that. It's not in my headset. It might be in yours. I pulled the plug on the laptop, so there's no interference with regard to the electricity here in the press box. So the laptop is operating on battery. And I do hear a faint ticking in the background, but that's not going to affect our presentation. Here's a wild pitch. Wow. That was to the first base side of the left-hand batter's box. Agresip leaned over. He didn't swing at that one. It was way outside. Goes to the screen. A ball and two strikes the count on Agresip. And now, thanks to the free 90 on the error, another free 90 on the wild pitch. Rushi's got a man in scoring position at second with nobody out. Agresip hits a number third baseline. That was down off the knob of the bat almost, and it goes about 15 or 20 feet. It's a no man's land. Nobody in the world can make a play, and Agresip's at first. Unverfirth is at third. How about that?
As soon as I saw that off the bat, there was no way anyone was going to make a play on that. And now Rushi, I mean, with a weak hit right there and an air and a pass ball, it's kind of reminiscent of how they started the scoring yesterday.
Here is the infield in at first. The batter for Rushi is Zeb Borchers. Borchers hitting now for the Raiders. He is in an RBI situation, under first, parked down at third base. Greasep at first. Swing and a miss, but Borchers, he goes over the top of the Pauling curveball. No balls, a strike, nothing and one on the hitter. Borchers looks down to head coach Kevin Flippo for the sign. Outfield extremely deep for Borchers. Wow, the center fielder for Cedarville, Cooper Hardy, is darn near 290, 300 from home plate. There's a little pop behind home. Catcher giving chase, and it falls just inside the field of play near the screen. Good effort by Micah Burr, catcher for Cedarville. He could not catch up to it. Nothing and two. Now on the hitter, Zeb Borchers for Rushi. And right here, Xavier Pauling for Cedarville needs to strike out. Borchers wants to put it in play. Infield, middle of the diamond, is back.
Yeah, they're playing for that double play.
If the ball's hit on the ground, middle 40% of the diamond, it is going to be a give-up-the-run situation. Here's a steal attempt on a strikeout of the hitter. Safe at second, fairly close. One down for Rushi. Runners at second and third now. Big strikeout for Pauling of Borchers. And it's York from the left side, stands in the middle of the box, slightly open stance. Rushi needs to have a ball put in play here. It is Pauling on the inside corner. Yep, it's a strike.
You just need, they're playing that third baseman in two, and Cedarville's not dumb. They watched Rushi yesterday. They squeeze bunted a lot. And this is a situation where you can see Coach Flippo doing it, but, and then here it is.
Baldwin retreats back behind the bag as York bunts foul toward third. And York is now down two strikes.
Well, the situation is here. Now just put a ball in the play. Left-handed batter. Hopefully you hit something maybe to the second baseman here. That's all you're doing here. You gotta, it's a team at-bat right here. Nothing about you. It's a team at-bat.
Second and third for Rushi. One down, top of the second. Two out for Benjamin York. Runners at second and third. No score. Raiders trying to draw first blood and dent the scoring column. Big pitch by Pauling. It's below the knees. York looked it over, took it. It's a ball, two strikes, so that was tempting. Good eye discipline by York at the plate on that pitch. A ball, two strikes, one and two. Runners at second and third. The pitch to York. He misses a two-seamer, which was down and away. He strikes out. Two strikeouts for Rushi with two aboard.
And this is situations where for Rushi, you got to convert. And situations just in general this late in tournament.
Here is Parker Lloyd from the right side, a little away from the plate. The pitch to him is skied, right side of the diamond. Cedarville may get off the hook. The first baseman moving to his right. He can't make a play. He can't make a play. The ball drops on the ground between the first baseman and second baseman. A run scores. Two-run score. Rushi gets a big break. First baseman for Cedarville. Didn't lose it in the sun. It is overcast here. Jake Lied, maybe with some tricky wind, had difficulty. Second baseman was near. Nearby. It looked like it was Lyde's ball all the way.
Yeah.
What a break for the Rushi Raiders.
That's as routine as routine gets. That's a first baseman's ball. He barely even had to move off that bag. I was just about ready to say, well, they get off the one of the big things they did against Larmy is they got out of so many situations, you know, bases loaded, no outs, bases loaded, one out, things like that. It was so huge in them shutting out Fort Larmy. I was about to say, when they got out of a huge situation there with no outs, but man, a huge error. That could be the difference in this game.
Two errors in the inning for Cedarville in the top of the second. There's a ball sprayed foul by Quinn Hoying out of play to the left. Quinn with a big one-out, two-run single yesterday in the sixth for Rushi. 2-0 Raiders who catch a break. They are in the lead. 2-0. A couple of flubs defensively by the Indians have opened the door. The pitch to Hoying. It is cracked foul at a play to the left. Once more, no balls, two strikes, nothing and two.
Yeah, I think if you're Pauling here, you go with the off speed. The freshman's fouled off a few fastballs, and he proved he hit one up the middle yesterday. I think maybe you go with something away, a waste pitch or something off speed here in this situation.
The lone hit in the inning, a dribbler, a 20-footer by Micah Greasup. Here's a steal of second base, and it is taken easily on the play by Parker Lloyd of Rushi Throw, a short-hopped. The covering second baseman, a ball and two strikes on Hoying. Runner in scoring position for Rushi. 2-0. Raiders already lead. The pitch by Pauling is down in the dirt. Oh, going about 40 feet toward third on that play is Lloyd. He scrambles back to second. Two balls, two strikes, two and two. Two out on the hitter. Quinn Hoying for Rushi. Two down for the Raiders, two runs in, top of the second. Pauling
nice
to Hoying, swing and a miss. Oh, that was a beautiful pitch. Took a little off, and Hoying cuts right through it. Good inning on the bump, really, for Pauling. He strikes out the side, but gives up two unearned runs, and Rushi takes the lead 2-0 over Cedarville here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster. 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Jake Lyde, first hitter for Cedarville, bottom of the second inning, hits a foul pop in that open space down the right field line between the foul line and the tarpaulin of the fence. A good 80, 90 feet there. Great hustle by Parker Lloyd of Rushi. The first baseman almost made a spectacular catch in foul ground. Lyde steps back in. Gubo throws. There's a ball chopped towards second, and Lloyd goes way wide of first in front of his second baseman. That was a mistake. He makes the play. He throws off balance and low to Gubo covering, and that's an E3 for Rushi to start Cedarville's second inning.
Yeah, it just went wide of the bag there to Lloyd to make a nice play. Just threw it a little wide of Maddox Gubo's glove there. Now situation for Cedarville, are they going to bunt? Down two, we'll see. Percival had a big hit yesterday.
Well, on that play for Rushi, Parker Lloyd needs to stay at home, be aware of his second baseman, Quinn Hoying, and just let him have the routine ground ball. Hoying would have made the play a couple steps to his left. It was not hit sharply. And now Cedarville has a runner at first with none down in the bottom of the second inning. A ball, no strikes on the hitter who fouls the bunt attempt back behind home plate. That's Wyatt Percival, freshman 260 hitter on the year. Lyde, a 333 hitter, is aboard at first. Already in this game, less than two innings, three errors have cropped up. Gubo looks at the runner at first, comes plateward, and it is squirted foul into the screen near the dugout alongside first.
Hit and run situation right there. Fifth guy in the order. That's about your... some coaches, I know some coaches that they are best hit and run guy usually bats fifth. They just like them in that situation, fifth or second.
Here's the 1-2 pitch to Percival. Big bender by Gubo. The hitter waits and waits and slaps it foul to the screen. It's still a ball and two strikes. 1-2 on Wyatt Percival of Cedarville. With no one out, bottom of the second, Rushi leading 2-0. Runner at first, Gubo might have picked him off. He throws and gets him.
Great move.
Gubo nails the runner at first, Lied, who was leaning some more. Gubo with a well-timed pitch to Parker Lloyd. Lloyd with a great tag. He makes up for the error, allowing Lied to reach. What a tag slapped on Lied by Lloyd, and
absolutely,
it's a great pickoff move by the left-hander, the southpaw, Maddox Gubo. A ball and two strikes on the hitter, Percival, who fouls it away once more.
You teach a kid whenever there's a left-handed pitcher up there that if that pitcher is looking home and doesn't look you back at all, he's probably throwing over, and that's what Maddox Gubo did. He sold it really well, but an even better tag by Parker Lloyd.
A big hook, a curveball by Gubo. Percival grounds to second. This time Lloyd stays at home and lets Quinn Hoying make the play. He charges and he shovels it off to Parker Lloyd for the second out here in the second inning. As that play goes from 4-3, a big pickoff here in the inning for the Rushi Raiders. And here is Tristan Burkheiser, left fielder, senior. Hits 267 for the Indians. First pitch is a ball. A ball, no strikes on him. Two down in the second inning for Cedarville. Gubo missed low and away. Two balls, no strikes, 2-0. Just cloudy skies here. Looks like maybe a little rain well south. Nothing here at Cedarville. It spritzed before our first pitch, and the thunder shower should stay away till well after 5 o'clock. The count goes to 3-0 on the batter, Burkheiser. Schulte even with the bag at third. Gubo lays a strike in there, 3-1. Right fielder York in a step or two on the hitter for Cedarville. Cordonier moderately deep at short. Burkheiser chases a high fastball, strike two. Three balls, two strikes, as Gubo tries to come all the way back. Left-hander looks sharp, Brandon.
He does.
Gubo winding deals, and just as I say that, I put the hex on him. He missed outside the zone for ball four, and that is the first base on balls in this game. Here's Cooper Hardy. Not batting 200 is Hardy, but he did smack a couple of hits yesterday. Sophomore center fielder for Cedarville. Hits from the right side. First baseman gets a lead. There's a pitch by Gubo. Yepper. Inside half of the plate at the knees. It's a strike. 2-0 Rushi. Bottom of the second. Cedarville batting. Here is the look at first by Gubo. Oh, a big bender. And it stays high. It missed above the letters. Gubo looks into home and then stares around behind him. I think Unverfirth behind the plate thought it was a strike. Umpire said, it was up. A ball, a strike, 1-1. Foul to the right off the bat of Burkheiser, and it's 1-2. Wind blowing right to left here at Cedarville, just like it did yesterday. Center fielder Borchers is straight away. I'm looking right over home. Borchers directly on a line from home to the mound through second base to center field. Burkheiser with awareness at the plate. Late swing, tapper foul, stays alive. A ball, two strikes, 1-2 on him. Two away in the inning for Cedarville. Bottom of the second frame, Rushi with a couple of unearned runs in the second, leads 2-0. Here is Gubo delivering. It is, just an inch below the knees. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. As Burkheiser looked it over long and hard, didn't swing. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Up and away, but Gubo, and the count goes full.
really got to hone in here. Trust yourself. Whatever your best pitch is right here, you need an out pitch. And that's what you need to go to here.
It's Burkheiser who walked. It's Hardy who's batting. I may have mistakenly said Burkheiser was hitting. He's running on the 3-2, two out pitch. The ball is spanked to right. It's on a line. Coming in is York. He's got it for Rushi. Benjamin York galloped into short right center and picked it off. We played two here at Cedarville. 2-0 Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Bodkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Bodkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Bodkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Bodkins. Building excellence.
Rushi Raiders lead 2-0, top of the third. As Rushi turns the lineup over, here is Braylon Cordon here from the left side. Oh, he swings on the first pitch. The offering from Pauling is buzzed into right field. Between the first and second baseman for Cedarville had no chance. That ball was really tagged. It was rifled off the bat of Cordonier in the hole between first and second. Percival, no opportunity to make the play for Cedarville. And it's Cordonier aboard with his first hit of the regional. A ringing shot to right field. He's at first. And that brings up Vince Borchers. Let's see what he does at the plate. The count goes to 1-1, no strikes, 1-0. Rushi in the lead, 2 unearned runs in the second, 2-0 in favor of the Raiders. Cordonier with the lead, a good secondary jump. Borchers bunts it back to the mound to Pauling. He comes in confidently, doesn't look at second, goes to first all the way out. Cordonier moves up on the sack bunt. As the Raiders continue in timely situations to play small ball here in this regional tournament.
Yeah.
And here is Zeb Schulze now hitting with a runner in scoring position.
Even with that, with a 2-0 lead this early, Kevin Flippo is still going to stick to his formula. Get a guy on, bunt him over, get him in. And I think it's a good idea. It worked, and you're tempting other teams to make mistakes. And Cedarville's already had 2 errors, which led to the, you know, 2 runs last inning. So it's the right idea. You know, he's going for his 5th regional title today. He knows if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Pauling's first pitch is upstairs, a ball. Zeb Schulze looks at the second offering. Outside and low, 2-0. 2-0 on Schulze. Schulze was out, second base to first on a ground ball in the opening inning. Pauling swings into action. Schulze takes it low and in, ball 3. Traffic on the bases for Rushi here in the second and third, and that puts pressure on the Cedarville pitcher and defense. 3-0 heave to the plate, but Pauling is a strike.
And I think also this wet weather, Jack, does give Rushi an advantage in terms of the bunt game, because a ball being wet a little bit and you've got to throw it. We've already seen it make a couple mistakes on each side.
Oh, great jump for Cordonier. He had third, stolen easily, and it's fouled to the backstop by Schulze. It is not turf here at Cedarville. It's beautifully cropped natural grass. It is in excellent condition, looks gorgeous, but it does help the bunting game. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Schulze, ripped to the screen again, and the count remains 3-2. 4-0-2 to straightaway center, 383 left center, right center, 330 down the lines here at Cedarville. Ball diamond runs northwest to the southeast. Cordonier off and running, and Schulze yanks a foul into the bullpen, left field corner. Still 3-2 on Zeb. Cordonier is at second base with one out for Rushi in the top of the third, and the Raiders own an early 2-0 lead in this regional final here today at Cedarville. Two unearned markers in the second frame.
Throw over, yep.
Pauling looks back at second. Second baseman covers. Cordonier steps back in.
Good idea for Pauling to throw over. Keep Cordonier there. You don't want him to swipe third here, but might give him a chance here again.
Here's the big 3-2 pitch to Schulze. Oh, it's about 7 feet off the ground, way high. And the catcher, Burr for Cedarville, leaps into the air to pick it off, preventing a wild pitch. First and second for Rushi with one out. Top of the third, Unverfirth steps in. He has been hitting the ball in solid fashion. First baseman coming in. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Change up or slow curve delivered by Pauling. No balls, a strike on Cooper. Left fielder fairly deep. Unverfirth yanked a long double to left yesterday. There's a pitch up and in. Cordonier has third base stolen. It nicked Unverfirth. Hit batsman. Bases full. One out.
Yeah, I was waiting to see if Coach Flippo would do the double steal, or was waiting maybe just to try to steal Cordonier and get to a first and third situation. But now you got Micah Greasup up again. Bases loaded situation. Looks like they're going to play their corners in. And again, a situation where you could bunt, and if your bike grease up, if you bunt in a squeeze situation, you got to get it up the left side probably.
Base is full, pitch to grease up. Nope, it's high. A ball, no strikes, 1-0. Rushi with one out, a ball, no strikes on the hitter. Rushi up 2-0. Top of the third, infield in on the grass for Cedarville. There's a ball lined hard right back through the box. Past the pitcher, Pauling into center. Runner on third scores easily. Rushi, runner at second, turns third and wheels home. 4-0 Raiders. Two on, first and second. Inning continues. One out, third frame. 4-0 Raiders. Timely hitting. Greasup 2-for-2 here today. Big base knock right through the box.
Yeah, and it's just great job. He sat back on a fastball, took that thing right up the middle. It's just like when you hit back in the screen in the cage right there. Great piece of hitting by Micah Greasup, who is having an underrated regional right now, getting on base, sacrificing a couple hits here and there. Micah Greasup been a big difference in the Raider lineup so far.
Zeb Borchers off the end of the bat. Squirts a foul to the right. No balls, a strike. Nothing at one on Zeb. One down for Rushi. We are in the top of the third. Four runs, three hits, an error, Raiders. No runs, no hits, two miscues for Cedarville. Here's the pitcher, Pauling, throwing a strike on the outside half. Borchers, the DH today, looked it over, took it, strike two. Nothing and two on Zeb. Shortstop, Creedon for Cedarville, playing behind the bag. Little cat and mouse with the base runner for the Raiders. There's a reach out by the hitter. Borchers, a tapper. Two bounces to Creedon at short. He charges, makes a neat play. Flips the throw to his first baseman. Out is recorded. That looked like trouble off the bat. Was not hit sharply. Good play by Creedon of Cedarville. Out 6-3. Runners move up. Second and third, Rushi. Top of the third. 4-0 Raiders. Two more in scoring position for Benjamin York. Boy, a base wrap right here would break this baby wide open.
Yeah, exactly, Jack.
Pauling fires. York sprays one along the left field line. Wow. Fair or foul? It's hugging the stripe. Oh, it's foul by just a foot or so. It was ticketed for a double to the opposite way for York. It was close. It was going to score two more. York gave it a shot, went opposite field with the outside changeup, and nearly landed a two-bagger in fair territory.
And you said Benjamin York's come on these last couple games. Just same philosophy as Grishup is. Hit something up the middle here, get two runs.
York squares to bunt and fouls it behind home plate.
And then again, that safety squeeze. York has not got that down a couple times in trying to do that. He's trying to push it up the left side, unpreferred reads. You know, if it's a good ball to go on or not, he's got the option to go or stay home at third with Coach Flippo.
No balls, two strikes, nothing and two on York, two on, two runs in. Oh, there's a wild pitch. It bounces. It gets away from the catcher, Burr. Rolls to the backstop. Here's the fifth run for Rushi. Underforth skips home. Runner on second moves up to third in the person of Grishup. And with York at the plate, the wild pitch scores another 5-0 Raiders. And we talked about the free 90s, the freebies in our pregame, and Cedarville is giving them up inside to York, and the count's 2-2.
So right here, York, two strikes here. It's again, being defensive, getting that run home, hopefully.
Two away, two ball, two strike pitch, but Pauling to York. It's an outside change. He missed it for strike three, but Rushi tacks on three more, and the Raiders have expanded the lead to 5-0. 5-0 Rushi, middle of the third in this Southwest E7 Regional Championship. I'd like to remind you that we are now your new community go-to store. We are Schaefer Market on South Main and Fort Loramie. We've gone local. We have found out from you, the customer, what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market. We now offer Winter's Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Hunt Brothers Pizza, and more. Stop by today. See all the new items as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. We've got delicious sandwiches, a variety of subs. Take advantage of a more varied selection of soft drinks, piping hot coffee, too. See the new items, your old faves, at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. That's Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R, locally owned and operated. Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, your new community go-to store. Another proud sponsor on Scores Broadcast, Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane offers propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. A four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. And the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and for tomorrow. 5-0 Raiders, bottom of the third, upcoming here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Maddox Kubo starts off the third for Rushi with some real good pitching. He gets a swing and a miss on a change, and then a swing and a miss on a curveball. And the leadoff batter, Micah Burr, the catcher for Cedarville, is down on strikes. Gubo is razor sharp. He's got the off-speed and breaking stuff working well. He spots in that fastball, Brandon, and it's catching Cedarville hitters off balance.
And he can pitch a lot more relaxed as he pitches a strike here. But, man, when he got that 5-run lead, I talk about the nerves, how this is the biggest game he's going to pitch. He's pitched in to this day. Man, it's a lot more relaxing when you go out there with a 5-run lead, and you're only in the third inning. You can pitch the way you want to. You can just brace it, okay. I've got a little bit of a lead to work with. And he attacked the end of the order. Michael Burr out on four pitches, threw a real nice first pitch strike there to Joffle there, the nine-hole hitter.
The D.H. Jolliffe is down a ball and two strikes as he comes up with nothing but air on that pitch by Gubo, 1-2. Here's Maddox with a big breaker. Did it catch the outside corner? It's a backdoor curveball. He is rung up. The batter is out on strikes.
Yeah.
What a pitch by Gubo. A backdoor slow curve. Hitter gave up on it. Jolliffe watched it crease the black on the outside edge. And two outs are recorded quickly for Cedarville here in the third inning.
It's a great pitch, great curveball. And the umpire there was definitely waiting for that delayed reaction there from Joffle.
So Jolliffe strikes out, and here is Tavin Baldwin stepping in, grounded out to Crudonier to start the game at the plate for Cedarville back in the first. 5-0 lead, Rushi, bottom of the third, two away for the Indians. One strike on the batter, and that's a pitch delivered low by Maddox Gubo, and it's 1-1 on Tavin Baldwin. On base percentage, .500 for the year, .379 hitter. Excellent freshman campaign for Baldwin, who's up in the count 2-1. Two balls a strike. Schulze retreats a step or two at third. Here's the windup by Gubo. Up and in, 3-1 the count.
Back at the top of the order again, so you got to be a little more careful with your pitch selection here if you're Gubo.
3-1 offering by Maddox. Looks like it's right down the pipe. It is 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, 3-2. Cordonier is deep at short, shading second. Hoying, shading that 3-4 hole right side of the diamond. There's a ball tattooed hard to center, into right center. Borchers on the run, spears it for the out. Ball was laced off the bat of Baldwin, caught, though, by Borchers in center. That's a couple. Cedarville has tagged to center field in this game, but Borchers has run him down. We played three full. We go to the fourth. 5-0 Rushi over Cedarville on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Do you believe Huey Lewis? And you can believe in the Rushi Raiders right now. 5-0 lead, Rushi. Top of the fourth here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jack Kramer, Brandon Coverman. Raiders lead at 5-0. Into the order, hits here for Rushi in the top of the fourth frame. And there's a ball whistled hard into left field. The left fielder misses it. And the batter runner, Parker Lloyd, turns first, hustles into second base. And I tell you what, Brandon, bottom of the order here in the last few games, giving the Raiders a big boost.
Exactly. And Parker Lloyd has a home run on the season already, so not surprised at that power. The left fielder just ran to a spot, jumped up for that ball. He didn't go on his way back. Might have been able to catch it over the shoulder, I don't know. But Parker Lloyd, big right there. Maybe we'll see Quinn Hoying bunt. I don't know. Up five runs. We'll see if Coach Flippo keeps the aggressiveness up. He's been showing. He got Braylon Cardon. You're on deck.
left fielder Tristan Burkheiser took a poor route to the baseball on that ball ripped into left center off the bat of Parker Lloyd. Left fielder had a shot at making the play. Burkheiser got to it, but angled short of the flight of the ball, didn't make the catch. It's a double for Parker Lloyd. The count is strike on the hitter, Quinn Hoeing, who bunts in front of the plate about 15 feet in front of home. And the first baseman Lied comes all the way down the line, gets it, throws behind him to his second baseman covering, out recorded as the Raiders continue to bunt the baseball. At least, two more sack bunts today,
yeah.
Three yesterday, five in the regional.
Yeah, they aren't going to go away from their formula, even being up five, because that formula has gotten them five runs in the last two innings, and now you got your best hitter up.
Here is Braylon Cordonnier in the top of the fourth, 5-0 in favor of Rushi. One down for the Raiders as the third base coach, Flippo, for Rushi, the head man and the plate umpire, have a brief conversation. And now the headset, or I should say the face mask, goes back on the plate ump, and he's ready. Pauling delivers. Strike, a curveball in at the knees to Braylon Cordonnier, who absolutely scalded a single to right field in the third inning. 5-0 Raiders, another run 90 feet away. Pauling to Cordonnier. Oh, it's a low pitch in the dirt. It bounces away from the catcher.
No.
Running toward home is Parker Lloyd. Catcher recovers, throws to Pauling, the pitcher covering. It's in the mid of Pauling and out. Lloyd would have been safe anyway. Might have been tight, but he would have been in there. So it's a wild pitch. The ball bounced around home plate. Sixth run is in for the Rushi Raiders. And Cordonnier now is at the plate with nobody on. The count of ball, a strike. The pitch to him, inside corner, strike two. 1-2.
Definitely tell Braylon Cordonnier's been pitched around a lot this regional. And he's a very patient hitter. He's only struck out four or five times, so he's on the brink of it right now.
Cedarville continues to make mistakes. Pauling swings. Cordonnier cuts it, a pitch on the ground, and it squirts away from the catcher, and Cordonnier's going to reach first.
Yeah.
Strikeout, but Cordonnier reaches first as Cedarville cannot complete the play. And Cordonnier safe at first after lunging at a pitch down on the ground. It was not kept at home plate by Burr, got away from him. He couldn't get the tag on Cordonnier, had to chase it down. Braylon easily zips into first base. He's aboard, one out, a run in. 6-0 Rushi, top of the fourth. And here's Vince Borchers. A rash of gaffes for Cedarville in this game. Rushi continues to capitalize. A wild pitch scores a run. A wild pitch allows Cordonnier to reach on strike three. It's a ball and no strikes on the hitter, Vince Borchers. Now it is 1-1 as the throw to the plate, but Pauling catches the outside corner. 1-1 count on Borchers. He's got a sack bunt in this game, a ground out to short. There's a pitch at the letter, strike two. Borchers thought about cutting, didn't. A ball and two strikes, 1-2.
Definitely some anticipation on it. Cordonnier was going to steal there. Lucky they got the call from the home plate umpire.
Pauling into the stretch. There goes Cordonnier. Good secondary lead. And that pitch to the plate by Pauling catches Borchers on the left forearm or elbow. And Trevor Creedon, head man for Cedarville, has seen enough. He comes out to the plate ump as Rushi has two aboard, a run in here in the fourth, one out. Two men on. Raiders already leading by a score of 6-0, and I think it's Coach Creedon who's not making a change. He's questioning the fact that the hitter, Borchers, leaned into the pitch, did not attempt to get out of the way. Worse yet, leaned into it, took one for the team. That's the question from the Cedarville bench. It's listened to by the plate umpire for this game, but the runners remain at first and second. And the pitch to the new hitter, Zeb Schultze, is low and away for a ball.
Yeah, and I don't think he intentionally did that. He turned his back and hit his elbow. Coach Creedon's got to go out, got to have some sort of mound visitor talk with your team. Break up this tension a little bit here.
Here's the pitch to Schultz. He swung on. It belted hard to deep right center field. Center fielder galloping, gets his glove on it, and can't convert the play. Ball is in the mitt of Cooper Hardy. It glanced off the glove. And here are runners circling the bases for Rushi, which winds up with men on second and third. My goodness gracious, it's falling apart for Cedarville. Okay. It appeared as though, Brandon, that ball should have been caught.
It should have been. It was well hit. It just popped out of his glove. This has been a tough day for Cedarville defensively. But, man, this is a regional tournament. You got to limit these mistakes, and it has been piling up. It's 7-0. Rushi could be on the doorstep of maybe a run rule.
Very catchable ball. Got to go down as an error.
Definitely.
The third for Cedarville. The roof is caving in. Conference on the mound. Coach Creedon is on the bump. 7-0 Raiders. Bottom of the fourth. Break in the action here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Well, the Raiders have just stretched the lead to 8-0. Cooper Unverfirth blasted a shot to left, one of the couple of hardest hit balls of this game, right to the left fielder. Tag up on third for Rushi, eighth run for the Raiders, and then a Zeb Schultze steal of third, and the count is 3-1, 3-1, and Mike Agresip. Head coach Trevor Creedon did not make a pitching change during that last conference. Xavier Pauling still on the bump. He is behind in the count, 3-1 with the Raider hitter. Three runs home. Mike Agresip takes ball four. He'll accept it. He is on board, down at first.
Now batting.
Look, he's getting in a pickle right
here,
Jack.
We got the runner on first base for Rushi getting in an intentional pickle. After the base on balls, the Rushi runner trotted down to first, turned the corner, went halfway to second, and Cedarville is caught off guard. A belated throw to the plate, and the Raiders score another run.
And I know what Kevin Flippo's doing there. He's saying they're down right now. They made a lot of mistakes. It's a first and third situation. Why not take second with two outs, try to score another run, and they did it right there. That is a great coaching move by Coach Kevin Flippo right there.
Unbelievable line score for the Raiders, which have just plated run number 10 as the hitter for Rushi steps to the plate and spanks his shot into the gap into right center field. It is in. A run is home. And Rushi is now on top, I think, 10-0 Raiders. 10 runs, 5 hits. That ball was belted hard by Zeb Borchers into right center, and the Rushi bats are coming alive here late in the season. And Rushi's on top 10. Zip, what an inning. 2 in the second, 3 in the third, 5 big runs here in the fourth, as it's been a day of miscues for Cedarville. Rushi's up 10 zip, yep. 10 runs, 5 hits for the Raiders. No runs, no hits for Cedarville against Maddox Gubo. Conference on the mound. Raiders in front by a 10-0 score on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. The gem in Rushi, Ohio, is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Tavin Baldwin, new pitcher for Cedarville, promptly greeted with a line drive, base wrapped to center off the bat of Benjamin York. And Rushi's tallied one more run. It's 11-0 Raiders, 11 runs, 6 hits. A bunch of errors of commission and omission for Cedarville. And Rushi is on its way to what could be a 5-inning win here in the regional championship. Tavin Baldwin, who pitched in relief yesterday, on the bump now, coming in for Xavier Pauling. Hitter for the Raiders is Parker Lloyd after the base hit by Benjamin York. What an inning for Rushi, Brandon. I've got the Raiders for, what, at least a 3 well-hit base knocks in this frame?
Let me count this inning.
Here is the one ball, one strike pitch to Lloyd. It is down and in. He misses strike two.
And I got 3 hits this inning. Zeb Borchers, Benjamin York, Parker Lloyd, who's up now. So Raiders have batted around here in this inning.
Here is the 1-2 offering to Lloyd. 2 out, runner at first, Benjamin York. Boy, we've seen his bat come alive in the district and the regional. In fact, all of the Raiders are warming up at the plate. 11-0 lead here against Cedarville. And York is going. It's a curveball inside around the plate. It missed. York with a headlong slide into second is safe. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Lloyd. He's got a double in this game. Was safe on an error by the first baseman who had a routine pop-up to him in the second. He could not convert the out. Lloyd reached then, doubled the next time up. There's an outside edge pitch for strike three, and Lloyd is retired. Not before the Raiders, who scored 7 in the sixth yesterday, score 6 in the fourth today, and lead Cedarville 11-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Well, with Rushi leading by a score of 11-0, Cedarville bats in the bottom of the fourth inning. It is Zach Creedon hitting. He's fouled one off, taking a curve on the outside corner. That was a beautiful pitch, the outside edge called strike. And here's a good low curveball. Creedon cuts, comes up empty, nothing doing. Maddox Gubo, razor sharp on the hill for Rushi. Strikeout of the hitter, Creedon for Cedarville to start the bottom of the fourth inning. And now stepping in is Xavier Pauling, starting pitcher here today. Pauling had a little wildness at times, didn't get defense to support him. Rushi with small ball, some timely hits, Pauling out of the game, replaced by Baldwin on the mound. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on Pauling here in the bottom of the fourth, 11-0 Rushi. Maddox Gubo fires a curve in on the hands, cracked to third. Nice play down there by Zeb Schulze. Long throw to Parker Lloyd. Yes, he gets him for the out. Schulze to Lloyd, two down in the frame for Cedarville. Here's Jake Lide. Lide safe on an error in the second inning for Cedarville. Number 10 steps to the plate. Had a real good season, a senior batting .333 on the campaign. Two down, Cedarville, bottom of the fourth. Cedarville victorious yesterday, 7-1 over Fayetteville Perry. While Rushi routed Sycamore Mohawk by a final tally of 9-0. Here's the windup, pitch to the plate. Ball lined in the hole between third and short. Cordonier lurched to the right side, couldn't get it. Clean single, initial hit of this game for Cedarville. Jake Lide with a clean knock to left. Hit number one for Cedarville. No runs, a hit, 3 errors for the Indians. 11 runs, 6 hits, 1 miscue for Rushi. Lide is on at first, and here's Wyatt Percival. He was out on a ground ball to second in his initial plate appearance. Takes a Gubo, a curveball in below the hands, a ball, no strikes, 1-0. Gubo's control, Brandon, has been very good in this game.
Yeah, that curveball really holds the outside corner really well to a right-handed batter. And he's, like I said, he's pitching with confidence. I mean, he got an 11-run lead. It was a 5-run lead just last inning when he's out there, and it's just growing and growing and growing, and you can pitch so much more confidently. It's like throwing batting practice at times.
Oh, there's that curveball in under the hands of the hitter. Swings and misses. Strike two, a ball and two strikes. His fastball, when it follows that breaker, it looks like it's in the low to mid-80s.
Yeah.
It's not that fast, but it's got pop. It's lively. There it is. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Inning over for Cedarville in the bottom of the fourth. 11-0. Rushi, we head to the fifth. Hey, we currently produce over 50 million polybags of hardware per year. While maintaining strict quality and accuracy standards, we are production support in Rushi. We provide customized kitting and poly packaging of your products, and we offer assembly and warehousing too. Production support, always looking to expand its team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com. productionsupportinc.com. We promote Scores Broadcast and the many schools and athletic programs in the region it follows with online coverage. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service. At Production Support, your job is in the bag. And we are a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We are Fox Supply in Minster. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in very large volumes. And we work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Through Scores Broadcast, Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Fox Supply in Minster for 50 years now, one of many organizations helping to make our region a great place to live, work, and thrive. 11-0 Rushi. We head to the fifth on scoresbroadcast.com. How about a little living on a prayer? That's what Cedarville is doing right now. Oh, the lead for Rushi, 11-0. Indians have just made far too many mistakes today to be in this ballgame, Brandon.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, you know, like I said it in the pregame, those mistakes, they pop out at you more in a regional than they would on a league game on a Tuesday night in April.
Yep.
And they've been clear and evident in way too many. And it's not just one of them. It's because Rushi had a mistake, too. Rushi's got an error, too. But it's too many of them. Drop fly balls. I mean, it has been a performance that I've seen in a regional before.
Rushi batting in the top of the fifth, up 11. That 10-run spread has been met. If the Raiders don't score and Cedarville doesn't get more than a run in the bottom of this fifth inning, the contest terminates with Rushi winning. And the first hitter for the Raiders to start the fifth, Quinn Hoying, takes 1, 2, 3, 4 balls, and he's aboard. Quinn Hoying at first, and here's Braylon Cordon. You're stepping in now for Rushi. Braylon, last time up, or I should say two at-bats ago, hit the ball really hard to right field as he drove a single past the second baseman on a line. The pitch to Braylon, high fly, short right center, right fielder over in front of the center fielder. Right fielder's got it for the out. Play made by Eli Deagle. The balls to the outfield have been somewhat of an adventure, even pop-ups on the middle of the diamond.
Yeah, I think it is the depth of this diamond. It's a little, obviously, even for a college park, this is a big park. But it's, I think, messed with the minds of some of these players. And Braylon Cordon here, not having his best regional hitting, just one hit so far, what that adds a testament to is Coach Kevin Flippo's team not just relying on Braylon Cordon to get him through this regional. They have hit 20 runs in 2 days. You know, you would have told Coach Kevin Flippo 10 runs probably 2 days ago. He scored 10 runs to say, hey, we'll win the regional. 20, they're well on their way to doing it.
But 13 strikeouts for Braylon yesterday. He was amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, was he ever dynamite. Great feel for all of his pitches. 13 Ks against top-ranked Sycamore Mohawk, one of the top two or three D7 teams in the state all year. And that club was manhandled by Braylon Gridanier yesterday in that 9-0 Rushi victory. A ball, a strike, a ball and two strikes now on the new hitter for the Raiders. With one down here in the fifth, Rushi up 11-0. Vince Borchers hits from the right side as the pitcher, Tavin Baldwin, stretches, throws home, outside corner, and the hitter, Borchers, is rung up by the plate umpire. Strike three.
Yep, good call.
Here's Zeb Schulze. Schulze safe on an error, hit by a pitch, a sack fly. Boy, you combine the sack flies and sack bunts, Brandon.
Yeah.
And the Raiders have had about five of them, I think. Two down for Rushi here in the fifth. Foul to the screen off the bat of Schulze. Baldwin on the mound for Cedarville. He pitched yesterday. It's just been one of those days for the Cedarville Indians, who had won 15 of 17, had not lost in 6 weeks since a one-run setback to Northeastern. Here is Baldwin looking at first. He comes plateward now to Zeb Schulze. Is a bender in on the hands, popped up over the screen, out of play. Nothing and two on Zeb. 11-0 lead for Rushi. Raiders have executed. Cedarville has not. It's as simple as that.
Yep.
Rushi's got only six hits.
Yeah.
Only one for Cedarville. Boy, the pitching over 2 days for Rushi has been terrific. There's a pitch above the letters to Schulze. It's a ball, one and two on Zeb. In the bottom of the fifth inning, the hitters for Cedarville will be Burkheiser, Hardy, and Burr. Understand the Northwest Regional Championship at Bowling Green postponed because of thunderstorms. Radar is filled with them in Northwest Ohio. I looked at that forecast a couple days ago, and it was worse for Northwest Ohio than Southwest Ohio for today, and that has held true. Swing and a miss by Schulze. He K's to finish the fifth for the Raiders, who are up 11-0 against Cedarville on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Plaza in Buckins is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Buckins is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
A new hitter, a pinch hitter, stepping in now for Cedarville, bottom of the fifth inning. Two balls, two strikes on the batter. Raiders lead it by a score of 11-0. 11 runs, 6 hits for Rushi. No runs, 1 hit for Cedarville. Swing and a miss in the batter gaze. Gupo has been exceptionally good on the bump. The junior has been razor sharp here for the Rushi Raiders today. As stepping in now is Cooper Hardy, new hitter for Cedarville. As the previous batter, Burkheiser, down on strikes. Ball one, no strikes, 1-0 on Hardy. Had a couple hits yesterday for Cedarville. Has a fly ball out to right. And here he hits a line drive
up the middle.
Up the middle goes the liner. It is juggled, tipped on the end of the mitt, and controlled and caught by Braylon Cordonier. Oh, what a juggling act by Braylon as he robs the hitter for Cedarville of a base hit. The ball was tagged, aimed for center. We thought it was in there. And Cordonier with a 6'4 range and leaping ability got the mitt on it, flagged it, held on to it. Two out for Cedarville here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Gubo working on a five-inning one-hitter. And here is Micah Burr stepping in. Cedarville needs at least two runs to keep the game going. Swing and a miss after a ball. 1-1 on Burr. Maddox Gubo has been excellent. He has pitched a stellar game. Control, a sharp breaking pitch has been wicked. It's been a big bender. That's the widest breaking curveball I think I've seen all spring, Brandon. There's the ball hit on one hop to second. It's Quinn Hoying to his right. He makes the backhand play. Flips to Parker Lloyd. Out. Game over. Rushi Raiders pile on top of each other behind the pitching mound here at Cedarville as Rushi advances to the state tournament again.
Four
in a row for Rushi. Four trips to the state final four. Rushi will compete next Thursday at 4 at Canal Park in Akron against an opponent to be determined. The Northwest Regional title game today between Minster and Montpelier postponed because of severe weather. Rushi victorious here at Cedarville, 11-0. Fans from Cedarville and Rushi both on their feet as they support their clubs here in this regional championship at Cedarville U today, a marvelous venue for regional tournament baseball. What a host Cedarville was. Thanks so much to everybody here at Cedarville, including Abby Butel and her staff in athletics at Cedarville U. Just a great host, fine facility. Round of applause from the fans here at Cedarville and Rushi, thanking their teams for great seasons. Rushi's continues. Cedarville closes out the campaign at 17-7. The Indians, under first-year head coach Zach Creedon, had a superb season. We will return with more from here at Cedarville U in just a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and their surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillAndTangeman, FH.
OzGoodBank.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs. We build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Hello and welcome back here to Cedarville University. Jack Kramer, Brandon Coverman, Cedarville Indians players and coaching staff being awarded hardware as regional runners-up here in this D7 baseball regional at Cedarville. Rushi victorious, 11-0, two runs in the second, three in the third, six more in the fourth, 11 runs, only six hits for Rushi. An error, no runs a hit, three errors for Cedarville. Cedarville with walks, wild pitches, pass balls, errors of omission and commission. I'm sure the coaching staff would agree for Cedarville. One of the poorest games, if not the poorest played all year by the Indians. Nothing at all to be ashamed of, though. A great season, 17-6 for Cedarville, losing to Rushi today. Rushi Raiders from 2021 through 2024 won 104 high school baseball games. And this year, the Raiders are the 2025 regional champs, fourth straight regional title for Rushi. It's on to the Final Four in the state for the fourth straight season. Brandon, it's come around at the right time. Rushi, as they say, playing its very best baseball here when it counts most.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what it comes down to. We saw Cedarville just wasn't poised today. Credit to Coach Creedon's team. They had a great year. They've obviously earned to be in this regional, beating Fort Laramie, getting out of their sectional, beating Perry handily yesterday. But you just saw the experience and the difference here. And I talked about it yesterday. I played for and coached with Kevin Flippo, and he is always so big on poise in these moments, because that can be the difference between being a regional champion and not going to the state tournament. And they've done it 4 years in a row, five times since 2017, just one state title in that time in 22. But man, they got as good a shot as anyone. You know, you throw out there, no matter if it's Montpelier or Minster, they're going to throw Braylon Cardagna on the mound. They're going to be confident with that, and then if they can win that, fortunately for them, and they look to go in the state title game, they'll go to Maddox Kubo. That's what they hope for. So, you know, it's just trusting the process, and these kids buy in every year for Coach Flippo. And it just shows the program that he has built in his 11 years there is really remarkable with what he's done. And saying that, just knowing him, he does a lot to build this program, and where it's at is hugely credited to him.
This is the eighth straight year in high school baseball in the state of Ohio in Division IV, this year Division VII, that Rushi four times, Fort Loramie twice, Minster twice, have gone to the state Final Four. Eight straight years, Rushi, Fort Loramie, or Minster. Minster has a chance to get there through the Northwest region in a game that's being played tomorrow, not today. Minster-Montpelier tomorrow in a Northwest regional championship tomorrow. Severe thunderstorms up around Toledo and Bowling Green postpone that game today until tomorrow. And the winner of that game between Minster and Montpelier plays Rushi next Thursday, 4 o'clock, at Canal Park in Akron.
Yeah, and beautiful facility. And again, this team's familiar with it. You know, you got a 4 o'clock, you know, you got a week to prepare, and, you know, that's trying to keep yourselves busy until then. And it's a long layoff, and you think a week until the state tournament. And now it's just kind of sleeping there. And these seniors, think about it, they've been graduated for 2 weeks, too. That's another, you know, different focus when you come to this baseball tournament that's different than the basketball or the football playoffs, is that, you know, kids are graduating. They have summer jobs. School's been out for a couple weeks. That does play a factor. Your schedule's different. I even remember Coach Flippo talking, you know, you'd play a game at 2 o'clock. He'd say, hey, make sure you're out of bed by 8 o'clock. Don't sleep in until 10 if we got a bus that's leaving at 11, 11:30. You know, keep things normal, you know, because, you know, especially when you're talking about teenage kids, it's a force of habit, you know, things are. And, you know, Rushi, the train keeps rolling for them, and they go in the state semifinals with as good a shot to win it as anyone.
Now, the other regional tournaments look like this. In Northeast Ohio, in a regional championship played today, Tiffin Calvert beats Warren John F. Kennedy. That's in Division 7. In the southeastern part of the state, a Division 7 regional championship game finds Newark Catholic against South Webster. The winners of those two regional title games meet at 1 o'clock, at 1 o'clock next Thursday at Canal Park in Akron. Rushi has advanced. Rushi with the win here today over Cedarville by a count of 11-0 moves on to take on the Montpelier-Minster victor in the other state semifinal next Thursday at 4 at Canal Park in Akron. A regional championship trophy has been presented to the Rushi baseball team, individual hardware to team members and coaching staff, and now it is photo op time out beyond the pitcher's mound between it and second base. Rushi triumphant in easy fashion, 11-0 over Cedarville again. Terrific year for Cedarville, very young team.
Yeah, they'll be back.
Oh, yeah, just two or three seniors on the entire roster. Cedarville with two good sophomore pitchers. Yes, you can expect Cedarville will be right back here in the regional next season. The three pitchers we saw here in the regional tournament, Baldwin, a freshman, Creighton and Pauling, sophomores. So they'll be the sophomore, two juniors next campaign. You can bet on Cedarville returning to the regional tournament right here at Cedarville U under then next year, second year head coach Trevor Creighton. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. That's why they call it the family salon at Cutaway. We'll style, you'll smile, beautiful hair, beautiful care. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo, stylist Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Osgood Bank, new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank in Rushi, Fort Loramie, Chickasaw, Osgood, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Thanks as well to Local Equipment in Jackson Center, which came to Shelby County from L.A., California in 1983. An originating founding sponsor here on Scores Broadcast is Local. We would not be here today without the tremendous support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Thank you so much, the administration, staff, associates at Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a founding partner on scoresbroadcast.com. Also in Fort Loramie, a great gratitude to these sponsors who have been with us 18 years now. They're on the air in every Fort Loramie game, getting bonus coverage today. Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Fort Loramie, M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. That's Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, easy for me to say, Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. I'm hot. Yeah. I'm stuffy. I need that air
conditioning. Keep it in here.
Thanks to Rushi's long-term sponsors, Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Great gratitude to you folks. Well, we hope, if it is at all possible, to get a couple players up here in the broadcast booth for post-game interviews. Maybe head coach Kevin Flippo, we will see, as we talk about a couple Rushi sponsors, including O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. It's in big demand. We serve Ohio and several additional states. We offer tool sharpening, recoating, special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free, typical turnaround a week. O'Reilly always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main for experienced machinists, other entry-level spots. You can contact us online, O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O'Reilly, O-R-E-I-L-L-Y, MTS.com. And thanks to A&M Pallet, Rangeline Road in Rushi. It established its unique brand way back in 1986, one large customer then. Today, more than 200 served by A&M, many across the Buckeye State, including 60 less than 75 miles away. And if you are looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level spots available on shift number one, Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093, 295-3093. A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. Maddox Gubo, the junior southpaw, dynamite on the bump. He was superb pitching today for Rushi. Gave up one hit in five innings. His curveball was wicked. It broke, it looked to me like a couple 3 feet or more at times. He would sweep it in over the outside corner against right-hand hitters. A fine backdoor curve. Occasionally he would bust that curve in under the hands. And it made his fastball appear to have exceedingly more pop. He had good velocity today, well rested, through a good game against Springfield Catholic Central last Wednesday in a district semifinal. Gubo razor sharp here today for Rushi. He was the winning pitcher on the offensive side. Mike Agresip, a couple base hits. He was the hitting star for Rushi. I requested to try and get him up here for a short interview. May or may not be possible. But those are the stars today for Rushi. Maddox Gubo and Mike Agresip. They are our Clancy's Award winners. This segment of our presentation brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's, which brings you our stars of the game.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Welcome back to Cedarville. Jack Kramer, Brandon Koverman. Any luck with the postgame interview? What'd you find out?
Well, we're hoping to get Maddox, Gubo, Micah Grease up here in a second.
Good.
A lot of melee on the field, you know, celebrating these teams, you know. Four straight regional championships, like we said, for the Raiders. Seventh in program history, five of them since 2017. It's a two state title appearances or state title victories in 2022 and 1971. Interesting if they would link up with Minster. You know, they played in the state finals in 2017, so that would be an interesting matchup again if, you know, Coach Wiss and Coach Blippo link up again. They play, obviously, in the regular season. But, you know, again, you know, it was a dominant performance today, a dominant performance regionally-wise for the Raiders. Their past three games have been a combined 30-0. So I think this next one, though, I mean, I'm going to lean that Minster's going to get this. It's not going to be that same dominance. Maybe it's going to be a lot tighter ball game. That means the Raiders are going to have to lock in whenever they get the chance.
Well, you can expect that Louis Magoteau is pitching that postponed game tomorrow against Montpelier. And you would anticipate that he would then throw next Thursday in the state semifinal against Rushi. Braylon Cordonnier, obviously ready for Rushi at that time. That shapes up as a pitcher's duel in the state semi if Minster does defeat Montpelier in that makeup regional championship game at Bowling Green that is scheduled now for tomorrow at 2 p.m. Rushi's hitting almost out of nowhere has come alive. Yeah, the pitching has been pretty good all year, gotten a lot better with the improved health of the pitching hand of Braylon Cordonnier and the improvement of that ailing knee of Maddox Gubo. Those two young men are razor sharp right now, having pitched well recently for Rushi and then again here today and yesterday in regional tournament action. So the pitching has been there. It is gotten better. It's now at the point that the coaching staff thought it would be. And out of nowhere, wow, the Raiders are starting to tattoo the baseball at the plate. Out of nowhere, the hitting has come around 180 degrees, and that means Rushi will be a very tough out. Oh, so pleased to be joined here by Maddox Gubo, Jr., Southpaw, Rushi Raiders in our postgame. Maddox, you were splendid. First of all, tell me, what did you feel today physically? Your shoulder, your grip of the ball, did you think in the warm-ups you had great touch with all your pitches? Because you did on the mound for five innings. Did you think ahead of time at 12:30, long before the game started, that it was going to be a great day for you?
Yeah, warm-ups, my arm felt very lively. I knew I knew it was going to be a good day. All my pitches felt great. No arm problems. I knew it was going to be a good day.
And how is the knee?
It's doing good. Yep, okay. Coming right along.
I know you don't throw the ball with the knee, but I tell you what, you got to have good wheels, good support down below you push off, you stride. Those mechanics are all a part of executing good pitches. I thought you had some zip on the fastball. Was it a four-seamer, a two-seamer?
Yeah, I throw a four-seam.
Okay.
Felt good.
Because when you went back-to-back breaking ball fastball, oh, boy, that four-seamer looked nasty. It got up there in a hurry. And normally your four-seamer's, what, low 80s maybe?
Yeah, probably just touching 80, low 80s.
Okay. Well, again, when you throw it after that breaker.
Yeah, it's a big difference speed-wise.
Yes. And the backdoor breaking ball against the right-hand hitters, it was a sweeper. They're looking at that thing floating up there. It looks like it's going to land somewhere in the left-hand batter's box. And then it's got a sharp turn on it, catches the outside corner, and you got the benefit of the doubt on a number of outside corner strikes in this game.
Yeah, it's certainly a hard pitch to hit.
Tell me about your growing up days playing the game of baseball. Did you always want to pitch?
Yes, pitching was my thing, always. Always.
Why was that?
I don't know. It was just growing up, I always just loved being on the mound. One of my favorite things to do. And, yeah.
Well, it's a wrinkle that a lot of hitters don't see. So you've got the advantage. You've got the advantage in that regard. Do you throw a changeup of any kind?
I throw a changeup, yeah. Didn't use it too much today. Only a couple of times, but it wasn't bad. But stuck to my fastball and breaking ball for the most part. Yeah,
Braylon's got a change. Braylon Credonier, he talked about it yesterday. Do you know how yours compares with Braylon's, the grip and so on and so forth?
No, I don't know what Braylon throws, no.
Okay, I asked you a difficult, highly technical question about another pitcher on your staff. Just a terrific game thrown by you. How about the pickoff at first base?
Yeah.
What a tag by Parker Lloyd.
Yeah.
What kind of communication's going on during that process? You know, you're holding the runner on.
Yeah, he just tried to steal. I give him a pitch and then go over there. We're both probably expecting it, and we got it done there.
Looked like he was leaning the wrong way.
Yeah, I looked over right before I was about to throw it. He was leaning left, and I threw it right there. Parker knew it was coming and put the tag on him, and we got him.
Maddox Gubo, great pitching effort today. Very good last week against Springfield Catholic Central. Eight strikeouts in that game, no earned runs.
Yep.
You put a couple of back-to-back pitching efforts together, and both of them splendid. Thanks. And tell the team congratulations from scoresbroadcast.com. Another one of your teammates has stepped into the booth right here. Oh, it's Micah Grisa. Hello, Micah. Yeah. What has been the cure for the batting woes? Man, oh, man, in just a couple weeks' time, this club is tattooing the baseball like never, ever before, Micah.
Yeah, I would say it's just everybody, we just flipped a switch to start a tournament. We just all become what we call locked in. Everybody's really focused in practice, and there's not too much goofing around pretty much ever. So I would say that really changed everything for us.
What was the scouting report on Xavier Pauling, pitcher for Cedarville here today, sophomore right-hander, blanked Fort Loramie last week 2-0. What was the prep for him?
Just fastball. We knew the fastball really wasn't going to beat us too much, so we just had a decent curveball. Scouting report was just stick to our approach that we keep every game, which is middle away. Anything inside, obviously, we turn on it, but that's pretty much the approach and report we got on him.
Hey, two more hits for you today and a walk. What a game for you yesterday. I'm not sure if you were ever charged with an official at-bat. Tell me about yesterday and your four at-bats.
So, it seemed it was 1-2-3 down before Cooper, our four-hitter, could come up to bat. So, he led off every inning with – he was on pretty much every at-bat. So, with the guy on first in a low-scoring game, I was pretty much put in the position to bunt, which is pretty much what we do in low-scoring ball games. So, my first two at-bats were bunts and then hit by pitch and a walk. So I just, you know, just playing for the team.
So a sack bunt, what, one or two hit by pitches?
I was walked my third at bat and hit by a pitch my fourth at bat.
So you were 0?
0-4. 0-4 on the, well, sorry. 0-0 on the day. Sorry.
0-0.
Yep.
Technically, and then a couple more hits today. You do whatever it takes for the team.
Mm-hmm.
The free 90s, yeah. Cedarville gave them to you today, and you took advantage for sure.
Yes, yes. That's something we've been doing. That's something that Coach Mon really likes to implement in when the pitcher is really not paying as much attention as with a guy on third base and guy gets walked. So if he's not paying attention, most likely, most of the time, the guy getting walked will go on to go to second base and try to draw a throw to get the guy at third to go home.
Hey, how about that squeeze pulled off yesterday by Voisard, the left-hand batter? Pulled one, a bunt gingerly up the first baseline. My goodness, that was perfectly placed.
Oh, that was textbook. That's what Kevin preaches, and that's what we do. That's big for the
guy. Yeah, he preaches it, but you've got to work on it and practice as well, right?
I would say we bunt every day, depending on if it's off a pitching machine or just bunting on the sideline. But we bunt every day. We work on those situations as defensively and offensively every single day, pretty much.
Well, you beat two very good clubs yesterday and today. Sycamore Mohawk ranked in the top two or three in the state, D7 all year long. You beat them yesterday. Cedarville had gone 15 of the last 17, hadn't lost in 6 weeks, had won 9 in a row. You topped them today, no easy chore. Beat them 11-0. They didn't play well. You were responsible as a club for some of that.
Yes.
You played exceedingly well. Hats off to Sycamore Mohawk, Cedarville for getting here. But Rushi, the regional champ, fourth year in a row, baby.
Yeah, it's not special.
Fourth year in a row. Mike Agresip, thanks so much.
Yep.
Mike Agresip, Rushi Raiders. He was a big cog offensively for Rushi as Rushi wins 11-0, 11 runs, 6 hits, an error. No runs, 1 hit, 3 errors for Cedarville. Rushi triumphant onto the state Final Four as we bring Brandon Coverman back in for a final word or two. Rushi fans, players, spectators, parents of players still celebrating, not wanting to leave this great venue for this regional tournament in Southwest Ohio.
They'll be celebrating, but I'm sure there's going to be some fire trucks waiting back, and it's been a been a theme in Raider Country in Southern Shelby County here for the past couple of years, and like I said, I've said it multiple times, credit Coach Kevin Flippo, but not only him, but also assistant coaches Aaron Mon and Scott Flippo, Scott being Kevin's brother, and Coach Aaron Monin, and even Denny Monin, and all these people that still aren't even on the coaching staff now, just created this culture of winning and success. It doesn't happen by accident. You know, these guys have played together, and man, no matter what happens next week, you know, one of the three results that they could have, you know, it's been successful, and hey, leave it all out there. This is the last weekend of high school athletics for a lot of these seniors. For some of these guys, it's a new experience, so it'll be fun, but, you know, a big time showing for the Rushi Raiders today.
And would you believe the sun is shining here at Cedarville right now? And no rain. Weatherman cooperated. Good idea to play it too here at Cedarville. Thanks so much to the athletic staff at Cedarville University, Abby Butel and her cohorts. Gratitude to all of you for rolling out the red carpet for scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to Brandon Coverman alongside. Super job. Thanks so much, Brandon. Appreciated your presence here in the booth in Cedarville.
It's been great.
It's been a lot of fun.
It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, so much fun. And thanks to the Rushi baseball team for making things available like starting lineups.
Yep.
Starting lineups well before game time, sometimes the evening before. And thanks to all the guests we've had here in the press box the last 2 days to help us get through the post game and celebrate the Rushi wins.
Yep, exactly. And good luck to Coach Flippo and his squad next week in Akron. And hopefully I'll be able to make the trip up there and see him.
And again, the opponent to be determined, because that Northwest Regional Championship has been postponed until tomorrow. Minster Montpelier will be played tomorrow at Bowling Green. The winner takes on Rushi next Thursday at 4 at Akron's Canal Park. in the Division 7 state semifinal.
It'll be a great matchup no matter what it is. State semifinal, I see ace on ace most likely, and hey,
yep,
all for a shot at the state title.
Ace on ace, if it does develop, Arushi-Minster matchup, Cordonier, Magoto, you would think.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, more than,
buy your popcorn, buy your ticket.
Yes, yes. Wow. Thank you, thank you, thank you to all of our online listeners, everybody who joined in free of charge to scoresbroadcast.com. We are supported by some 25 to 30 sponsors, a number of them in Rushi, Fort Loramie, Minster. Again, we say hello to our longtime regular Superior Aluminum and the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi. And in Fort Loramie, three with us each and every Fort Loramie game, getting bonus coverage today. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Barker Insurance, with us for 18 years. Osgood Bank, long-term sponsor, now in Rushi, is Osgood Bank, as well as at Fort Loramie, Chickasaw, Osgood, and Indian Lake. Thanks to all of you who have chipped in. And thanks to Brandon once more. Jack Kramer signing off from here at Cedarville on Scores Broadcast. Rushi Raiders have completed a sweep of this regional tournament, defeating Sycamore Mohawk 9-0 yesterday and Cedarville 11-0 today. As Brandon pointed out several minutes ago, 30-0. Rushi's outscored its opponent in the district championship, regional semi, and regional final, 30-0. Raiders are on quite a run over the last three games. Hitting and pitching combination has been superb, exceptionally good. Raiders are on their game, no doubt about it. Heading into the state semifinal next Thursday at 4 at Akron. We'll be on the air at 3:25 next Thursday afternoon for the Rushi Raiders in the D7 state semifinal. Did I say regional? I meant to say state. Yeah, state semifinal next Thursday at Akron. Looking ahead, cool weather, not clear. Outside chance of a shower, but in the 70s. Thanks to everyone. Brandon Coverman alongside. We say so long to you listeners. Raiders take the regional tournament here at Cedarville, downing the Cedarville Indians 11-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with Local Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the King Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a King Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple built the Marriott's and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi for Sales and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.